Hazinu. The parasha begins with Hazinu Hashamayim Badabera V'Sishmaoret Zimrifi. As we notice, the Shemayim is addressed with the Lashon Dibur, Lashon Kosher, whereas the Eretz is addressed with the Lashon Raka, Amira, as Rashi brings down other times in Chumash. And we can say that the reason for this is Shemayim symbolizing a ruchniyistic person, spiritual. One doesn't have to mince words. He can talk straight, tough. He's able to take it. He loves the Musa. Whereas a person who is less spiritual, symbolized by the Oritz, physical, material, one has to speak softly, be careful of what he says in order to get the point across. It's also the continuation of the next pasuk. Yaros kamatolikhi tizal katalim rosi. As Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains, the Yarov, as Chazal explained, from Oref, neck, symbolizing also of Eglarufa, when its neck is broken. So that also, as Rashi brings from Chazal too, that the Mata, not always is it B'simcha, Chas V'Shalom a flood at the wrong times, whereas Tal, do, it's always good, it's always B'simcha. And what the Pasuk is telling us is that even when it has to be done in a harsh way, because a person needs tough Musa, or a tough Chas V'Shalom punishment, that it should come through the Torah to break the neck, break the Keshei Oref, the stiff neck, that they should listen, just like the Matar, that it does good, and sometimes one has to take the good with the bad, but there should also be, and the preferable way, that it should come down like dew. You shouldn't have to have that toughness. It should be as sweet as honey, without the sting. And the next pasuk continues, Kishem Hashem Ekra Abu Goder Lelokeinu. It's interesting to note that it says, when the name of Hashem, the Midas Rachamim I call, Abu Goder Lelokeinu, ascribe, render greatness to Hashem, Midas Din, Elokim. And what the pasuk is telling us, that we should realize that no matter how we see Hashem, whether it's with Midas Rachmim or Midas Hadin, it is all for the best. Gamzu l'tayva. That we have to realize that just as a surgeon, in order to save a patient, has to operate, it might be painful, or one has to take medicine, might not taste so good, or have after effects. But in order to cure the person, that's what has to be done. That's what we have to look at when Chas V'Shalom, the Musa, the punishment is needed for a kapara, or for a wake-up call. Hashem never does it for nothing. It's all to benefit that person. Gamzu l'tova. That we have to realize that even the bad is ultimately good. And not only ultimately, when it's happening. Because as the next pasuk continues, Hatzur tomim pa'alo, the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's complete. Nothing wrong. Completely good. Infinitely. Tichol derachav mishpat kelum emunah ve'ein ovel tzadik v'yoshar hu. Why does it have to say ve'ein ovel? if it says Kelamuna, it's talking to Yoshogu. And I heard it in nice pshat that the Ein Ovel tells us also that we see many times in the world that they call collateral damage. Even when they have to do something to get rid of a terrorist, to get rid of evil, many times humans cannot, even with their so-called surgical strikes, so to speak, prevent people that they don't want to be killed getting killed. Of course, if they're killed, that's the way Hashem wants it, for whatever reasons. But the human in itself is not that perfect. But with Hashem, we have to understand that Ein Ovel. Never is there any so-called collateral damage. Whatever happens is to the utmost, to the smallest detail. As the next pasuk continues, Shiches lo, lo banav mimon, dori keshu salto. There's nothing wrong with him. Nothing that he did is wrong. It is us, the children. We have to correct ourselves. Anything that happens is because of us. We have the ability to bring the good or the bad from our actions for what we do. And when someone thinks that it's, so to speak, foolishly getting even with Hashem, that's the next part, the Kal Hashem Tigmaluzo, Samnavo Velo Chacham, foolish people. Halahu Avicha Kenechu Aschavi Yochonenecha. Besides which, you cannot harm Hashem, of course, get even, so to speak, with him, as we understand. But more than that, he is your father, all loving. It's only for us, for our benefit. Anything, any punishment, any musa that has to be done is only for our benefit. Hashem doesn't need it. It's only for us, out of total unselfish love. Zachar, the next pasuk, Yemosolam, Binu Shnos Dovadar. If you look carefully at history, learn the lessons of history, not just the history lesson, so it doesn't happen again, the same mistakes. That's the point of learning history. That's why it's a mitzvah that the Torah mentions here. So we can learn and be better, not make the same mistakes again. And that's one of the definitions of a chacham, as Rashi brings in Pasuk Vav, Lahavinus Hanolados. Like the Gemara in Talmud says, Hizel Chacham Aroyas Hanolad. And what's Pshat? Like the Gemara in Bava Basra also says, a chacham is greater than a Navi. Because a Navi is told by Hashem the future. A chacham, the Chachmat HaTorah, understands from the past what the future will be. As the Chasam Sofer says, why does the use of Lashon Hanolad, Haroya es Hanolad, which seems to be that it should say Haroya es Hanilod, the future? But that's Pshat. What was already born, not what will be born. From what was already born is what the Chacham understands and learns from in order to know what will happen in the future. And Pasuk says, "Panchel Yom Goyim Bafridai Bnei Adam, Natsed Gvulos Hamim Mispar Bnei Yisrael." Hashem set up the world with 70 nations, and the 70 nefashos that went down to Mitzrayim are in contrast to those 70 nations, and also a light to them, as the Pasuk Yeshaya says. That ideally they should learn that there's no excuse. Just as the 70 nefashos represent the 70 nations, each of them having that character of all that's in this world, to show that no matter who or what you are, you can become the greatest tzaddik. And that causes you to deserve, as the Mishnah and Sanhedrin says, Shvili Nivra Olam, that you can be the apex of creation. Whether you are a guy or a yid. And the basic thing that we all have to realize is in order to have the greatest blessings forever after is by fulfilling the will of Hashem. Because it is only from Him that anything comes, the source of everything. As the pasuk before Shlishi says, Hashem badod yanchanu ve'ein imo el necha. There is no other power besides Him. And that's a mistake that people make. That they think the physical world, the teva, the mazalos, astrology, especially in olden times, have certain powers. Foolish. They are just the messengers of Hashem. In our time also, the Avodah Zarah takes the form of whether it's science, technological advances, whatever it might be, without realizing that it's all from Hashem. And it's in His power only to benefit us, or chas v'shalom, the other way. When we see, as one of many examples, that, so to speak, honey can come out of Iraq. And we've seen that in Eretz Yisrael, a land of troshim, rocky, and yet Hashem shows us that He can turn that into the most fertile place on earth, which we've seen. And this is what it's teaching us here. That many times we see from the plenty, the riches that a person has, as it says in Pasuk Tezva, Vayishman Yeshurin Vayivot, that from that they get complacent. They think it's in the power of their hands, Koichi V'yotzi Miyodi, as the Pasuk says. They turn away from Hashem because they think they have it made, that it's in their power. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Mazal Yisrael. For anyone who listens to Hashem, Teva, the laws of nature, anything means nothing. Because one has to realize, HaTeva is B'gematria Elikim. To show that He is the source of even that, just as He is the source of every other single thing in the universe. All the miracles that ever happened would never have happened if Teva, so to speak, was in control. In fact, B'nai Avram, B'nai Yisrael would not even be existing now, because as Avram Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Al-Pi HaMazalos, he couldn't give birth, and Hashem told him, go out of your astrology, it means nothing, that you will give birth, you will have a future. And as Rav Yaakov Emden points out, that the continued existence throughout history of Bnei Yisrael and all other civilizations are no more is the biggest miracle. That no matter what happened to them, albeit the so-called laws of nature, laws of governments, impossible. And yet, Bnei Yisrael continues to exist and will always exist. And as Rosh Hashiva points out in Pasuk Tezvah, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. Vayivot has the letters of Vay Teva. Woe it is to someone who considers Teva a power by itself, as we explained. So it's up to us to turn on the power, to turn on the switch of good, or chas v'shalom, of bad. As Pasuk Yitches, the Pasuk before Revi, says, Tzur Yilot Choteshi, as Rashi brings a pshat from Chazal, comes from the Loshon Toshach, that weakening it's in your power only to, so to speak, weaken Hashem that He can do good for you. As the Gemara in Bracha says, "Hakol b'day shamayim chutz miyir shamayim." That's the way Hashem made up the world. That it's your choice. You have free will. Therefore, choose will, because otherwise, as in Pasuk Chaf, it says, Hashem will say, "Hastita fanayu mehem." Okay, if that's what they want to deal with Teva. They're rejecting Hashem's will. And Erimah Acharisam, we will see what will be their end. And as we explained before, their end will be Chas V'Shalom, that they will end. Because as we said, Bnei Yisrael cannot exist al pi Teva. The pasuk before Maftir says, "Ki lo dover reiku mikem, ki hu chayechem." The Torah is not an empty thing from you; it is your life. And it is a strange wording. We would think that it would say, "Ki lo dover reiku lochem." What is this mikem? And the Gemara Yerushalmi darshens from this that what the pasuk is saying is that Divrei Torah, of course, is. There's no empty thing there. Everything has a purpose for the greatest good. If anything goes wrong, it'll only be mikem, from you. So it's up to you. As the Gemara says, Yagaita Matsasa, if you toil, if you work at it, you will find it. Hashem will give it to you. And you'll have Siyata Dishmaya, help from him. But Lo Yagaita, Lo Matsasa. Without toil, without work, without that effort, you cannot expect to accomplish. As the Mishnah says, from Tzara Agra, according to the pain is the gain. Pasuk Memcha says, the first pasuk in the Maftir, "V'davar Hashem u'Moshe be'etzem ayom azeh limor." And Rashi points out other times where this lashon is used, "etzem ayom hazeh," to show that being done, so to speak, in broad daylight, at the height of the daytime, that no one can transgress Hashem's will. But Rashi leaves out the example of Avraham Avinu by the Bris, and the Shivat says that the reason why he doesn't mention that one is because that was something that Avraham Avinu decided for himself to do, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, whereas the other cases here is where Hashem is commanding that it should be done in this way. Pasuk Nun says that Hashem said to Moshe, commanded him, "Musbahor Rashata Olishama," go up to die in the mountain Har Nebo. And one can see from this, as Rashi Shlita points out, that Hashem gave Moshe the command, a tzivu, a mitzvah, to die. Because in actuality, the Malach HaMavis could not overcome Moshe Rabbeinu, had not any power over him. And therefore, without Moshe's rishus, it would not happen. And Hashem is giving Moshe, as we know from the Gemara, Kod LaMetzuvu V'Yosef, Yosef Mishen Metzuvu V'Yosef, V'Hayim Madrega, Sivui, even when he's about to die, that the death itself should be, as always, to do the Ritzayin Hashem willingly with the greatest Ahava. Pasuk also says that Hashem said that he will die with the Misa that he desired of Aaron, his brother. But we see, actually, that when Aaron, his brother, died, his son inherited his position, his greatness. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu's children did not become the next leader. It was Yehoshua. And as Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out in Kol Dodi, because the truth is, the true father, the greatest father, is the one who teaches Torah. Of course, he taught his own sons Torah also. But here, what happened was, his most devoted and beloved Talmud, Yehoshua, was the one who was deserving and picked by Hashem to become the next leader. So it was in actuality his son, in the greatest sense of the word, that took over the mantle of leadership, the next leader of Bnei Yisrael. And in truth, we are all the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it's from him that we receive the Torah, each and every generation, the Torah's Moshe, that he got directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to us. Pasuk Nun Aleph, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu why he cannot go to Eretz Yisrael, and he says because he did an action of Me'ilah, of trespassing. And it also says, Asher lo kidashtem, because you did not sanctify, O see me. And actually, these are two contradictory terms. Me'ila denotes an action, a positive action, and not being makadesh, not sanctifying, shows a passivity, passive, not an action. And the Moshe Zatzal explains in Darash Moshe that what the Torah is teaching us here is telling us that if someone does not mekadesh Shem Shamayim, he is actually committing a positive action, which is a negative one. Not doing the right thing. Because if someone doesn't realize their full potential, does not learn as well as he should, does not fulfill the greatness that he's capable of fulfilling, does not do and fulfill the will of Hashem the way Hashem wants him to, that in itself is the biggest kind of chilul Hashem, the biggest kind of me'il, an action. Because if a person sees that he's not doing what he should do, what Hashem wants him to do, he should feel as if he has sinned and has committed mi'ila, mamish, against Hashem. He has misused the talents given him to serve and honor Hashem. Pasuk Nun Bey says, Ki mineged tiras aretz v'shama lo savo, but there you will not go. Implying that only there Moshe will not go, but everywhere else, infinite good, infinite happiness, forever after, for all eternity, Moshe will be going, lacking nothing. And we can also say, Vishama, which comprises the letters of Moshe itself, Shin Mem He, Moshe will not go. But in the greatest sense, Moshe as we know him here, in this physical world, will not go. But in the true everlasting world, he will lack nothing. Not even lacking the physical going that he didn't have in this world. Gematria, which Rosh Hashiva uses in his Sefer Paparos Chachma, in Pasuk of Gimel after Revi, when it says, Aspolimo Raos Chitzai Achalebom. And Rashi brings some Chazal that it's showing us that Hashem's arrows he will consume, finish off, but the nation will remain. Bnei Yisrael will always remain. And as Rosh Hashiva points out, Chetz is B'gematria 98. As we know, the Klolos in Parshas Kisavo are 98 total, to show that even though all the Klolos with Chas V'Shalom happen, the nation will still exist. And I would like to point out also that when we mention Pasuk Tezvav, by Yishman Yeshurin by Yevot, that by Yevot is Begematria 97, to show also that they will have the ability to rebel, Chas V'Shalom, to kick, to do the Ba'at, for 97 Klolos even. But when it hits the 98th, it would only be no return of one of two ways. Either to do it Teshuva Shleima, to not deserve anymore, or to Chas V'Shalom the other way. In the pasuk before Shvi, it says, Harninu goyim amo kidam avodov yikom. And it is told that a goy asked Rabbi Yitzchak of Volozhin, why should the nations praise, sing joyously of Bnei Yisrael when they see the nekama that will be given to the enemies? You can understand Bnei Yisrael themselves, but the goyim? And Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhin answered him, because only you know all the plans and schemes that were made throughout history that we don't even know about, that never even got off the drawing board, so to speak. And therefore, you would be the ones to, so to speak, lead us in song when you make us aware of the incredible daily schemes to destroy us that Hashem thwarted and cancelled from the first pasuk after Sheni says Zechor Yimau Solom Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor Shalavicha V'Yagetcha Zekinecha V'Yom V'Doch. You can say that it's showing us first begin by remembering certain days of old, and then you progress and you can understand the big picture, examining and realizing and learning of the years of all generations. And we must be able to recognize the importance of learning and respecting our elders so we can learn the former generations. And we see that in the story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was traveling on a plane, and next to him was another elderly man. And when he saw how the grandchildren of Rabbi Yaakov were so courteous to him, so respectful, he asked him, why is that so? He sees our generation, his own grandchildren, no respect whatsoever. And Rabbi Yaakov told him, the difference is because we believe that as the generations go by, they become lower in stature, not as great as the former generation. And therefore, we understand, we have to look up to them, learn from them. Whereas you believe that man descends from a monkey. So therefore, progressively, supposedly, gets bigger, greater. Therefore, no wonder they don't respect you. They feel that they're greater. May we all, and the Goyim included, fulfill the will of Hashem with the greatest simcha and understanding in order to deserve and gain the greatest good. Tamid me'atah v'yad olam.